On this portion of the morning show, Chris Gerber is here. It's time to start making plans now for the third Marcy Strikeout Alzheimer's event. Chris, it seems like we just did this.
It is. We did. We had our last wrap-up in November, and so we did just shy of $10,000 at that event. My goal was $10,000, but overall in the two events we've held is just shy of $15,000.
Wow.
For the amazing. Alzheimer's Association. So my lost mom. It'll be 2 years now. Boy, time flies after you lose a parent, and it doesn't get any easier any other day. That's been the drive for mine. It's just the research portion of it and how that goes.
Right, and I think Alzheimer's is kind of more in the forefront. I think more people are aware of it now than years ago, right?
It's talked a lot more. The Alzheimer's Association locally here out of Madison, Milwaukee, all that area has been making it more of the forefront. Pam, of course, at ADRC does a great job. I know it's kind of Eagle Country. She does more than just Richland area. But, yeah, it's more talked about. And I think part of it is just because of the funding. You know, we're starting to lose more and more research funding. So people are going to have to start stepping up and do more. And it's not any cheaper to help somebody through it. And caregivers, as anything else, I'm not putting in a Alzheimer's ahead of cancer or anything else. The one thing with cancer, except for some brain cancers and things, most of the people keep their wits. With Alzheimer's and dementia, my mom forgot who I was, forgot who my family was, kind of forgot daily activities, whether it's going to the bathroom or shower or whatever it may be. So that's where it becomes a hard part for caregivers.
Mm-hmm.
So I strongly suggest anybody as family, if you think your mom or your dad or your husband, wife, whatever it may be, no matter what you hear from the political side of things, get tested or find a way to have them tested. That was my mom's problem. I could never get her to go. Finally, in 2020, we had COVID. So she ended up at the hospital. I said, hey, mom, while we're here, let's just have a test done. And it drastically changed in a year's time. And then all of a sudden we kept seeing things more and more. We probably think she had it way longer than she did, because when she got diagnosed in 2020, she was gone in 2024. So in 4 years, and we're pretty sure she had it before. We saw other things. My wife saw other things because my wife's around it quite a bit. So we were starting to see that. And then when mom passed, it was definitely a goal for me is A, to educate people. At the facilities we were at, a lot of people don't get educated on what to expect, how to handle it, what should be asked, instead of getting upset at your parents for asking the same question over and over. Well, they don't know any different. So take your time and get educated. ADRC here in town has great resources. Pam does a great job with that. There's training for that. Get your businesses as well. Talk to them about helping your employees understand, because you're dealing with these people on a daily basis. So how do you handle people that all of a sudden look like they're trying to find money, but there's not? And then instead of getting frustrated, like, oh, this person may have other things going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that from personal experience too. And you mentioned, you know, caregivers or whatever, but I would go visit my mom and help her every single day. And one time I went, an hour later, she called me and she said, you haven't been here for a week. Where have you been? You know, sometimes I think it can be maddening for the person that's taken care of, because you're doing everything you think is possible.
Well, and I'm sure it was the same way with your mom. You grew up on a farm, and I grew up in northern Minnesota. My mom was part of all my sporting events. She was at everything. And you're like, she's as strong as a rock, and you've never seen your parents in this vulnerable state. And then all of a sudden, like you said, my mom used to call me at the same time every day. Chris, where are you? I'm at work, Mom. Where I have been for 13 years when I was at, you know, I would never change. I was there the whole time, and it was the same call every day. Now, what are you doing? Where are you? And that's when I should have started putting it together. But of course, as sons or whatever it may be, we're like, nah, that can't, you know. I think that's the hard part too for family, is to realize that, boy, the rock of our family is starting to break or starting to, and she's still your mom, and you look at her, she hasn't changed, but she's upset at you or upset at, you know, my mom was upset at me a lot more at the end for the same thing, you know. And my mom, unfortunately, ended up in Hudson the last part of her life there for over a year. I was making that trip to Hudson, Wisconsin and back two times, maybe probably four times a month, that I would drive. And sometimes I'd get there and she had no ambition to talk to me, nor did she want to. And I never forced it. I wasn't going to force it. Whatever you do, you can't force it, because they're not going to do any different. It was pretty tough when I was at Hudson, because Hudson is a locked facility. So mom had to go there because she was running so much and to endanger people. And of course, my son's a deputy here in town, and that threw another family dynamic into things. And people were expecting, well, law gets involved, and just make sure you have all of your power attorneys, your power of health care. Who's going to have a step? Because family, no matter how strong you think you are, when you hit a major crisis like this, goes in different directions. Mm-hmm. And I had siblings that believed or thought so, that she had some things, but not nearly as serious as it was. I was around it every day. I saw as it was going further and further. So yeah. Just make sure you have your paperwork in order and make sure who's going to take care of what, because at some point with dementia or Alzheimer's, they're not going to be able to manage checkbooks. They're not going to be able to pay bills. And then, as we all know, healthcare, when you get into facilities, is an extortionate amount of money. Mom's was $10,000 a month, I think. We couldn't pay it. So that's why Medicare, Medicaid, all of those things come. The state pays, and when you sell assets, everything goes to them. So make sure you have stuff. You know, I think Mark's been on here numerous times. For Pratt, as far as they'll help you line though, just get some advice on what to do next is what I can tell you there. I pulled up an interesting statistic, because you were kind of a caregiver too. I'll put you in that. 62% of caregivers in Wisconsin have chronic health care conditions. That's caregivers, which is kind of, and almost 28% suffer from depression, and 19% are in poor physical health. So we have, not only do we have people that are declining because of all the stress and everything else, the caregivers are declining because they have so much pressure on them as well. So it's lights of hope that you can hopefully do. And that's why, again, this event too, if you want to come down, this is not just a bowling event. November 7th at the Phoenix Center, Greg and Amy Shep, cannot thank them enough for doing this event. We have split into, we've added another shift now. So we have two shifts for 24 teams. I have 24 lane sponsors. I've got 8 ball sponsors. It's just unbelievable the amount of people. And as you know, with Grace, what this small town supports is unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. So you're out to get the word here in the summertime, Chris, kind of spread the word and make plans. And are you looking for sponsors? And
I am looking for sponsors. Anybody that would like to do that is fine. I'm not forcing anybody. I don't go out and ask. I guess I could probably make this bigger if I wanted to, but I figured I was in the business a long time. I know how many times small businesses get hit up for donating this, donating that. So if you want to, and an Alzheimer's has hit you at home or hit in your family, please contact me. I'm on Facebook. You can find me there. But I'm more just to get, June is Alzheimer's and Brain Health Awareness Month. So it's a perfect time to talk about it. And it's midsummer, or, you know, it feels like summer has just kicked off and you're together more with family, and you may notice this more. You may notice it with grandma, grandpa, whatever. And Alzheimer's has no age. So it could be really young too. I mean, I'd hate to say that you and I, especially me with my stroke, I am more now, have a higher percentage of getting it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because of my brain damage already. So the best thing is, and I was thinking about this today, is what Henry does to you on Thursdays is one of the best things that you can do, is your trivia stuff, keeping your brain active, keep all of that active. People that do Sudoku, you know, any kind of computer games, card games, whatever, just help those people stay active, because that is huge for fighting this disease.
Yeah, good point. And people should probably get, you got to get that baseline. It's like a lot of things. We talk about athletes and the concussion, you know, that whole protocol and things like that. It's fairly similar to kind of have a baseline to go on, I think.
Oh, it's very important. That's why I say get tested. It's not a, and that's where I said before, I don't bring politics into anything, but what you're hearing is not necessarily the case. Go to the hospital. It's a baseline. They tell stories. You pick names. It's, you know, just to test where you are mentally. After my stroke, I had to have one just to tell time and draw a clock and all of that stuff. And, you know, and I feel sorry for our younger generation of draw a clock with hands.
Yeah, really.
They're not going to have anybody that knows that real well pretty soon. You know, I got to thinking about that as far as, you know, back when we had electronics and, you know, DJs and things were huge because, oh gosh, we got to play it on our Walkman. Now it's at a touch of your finger, and like my stats for my stuff that's going on, it's all at the touch of a finger anymore. We didn't have that 20 years ago. We didn't have that 30 years ago was definitely an option. You know, I was listening to a comedian one day about how as 50 years ago or 75 years ago, a hot shower, we take it for granted now. We step in and take a good hot shower when we're done and we can relax, and that wasn't the case, just kind of like now. And I think that's why you're starting to hear more about cancers, and that's why your success and my success with Alzheimer's is because of the internet. And but there's also a ton of misinformation. So go to your local doctor, your doctor, say, hey, who do I need to talk to? Richland Center Hospital did a great job with my mom. So do that and get a baseline. But that baseline is huge.
Yeah, lots of things. I mean, it's a, we're working on being a friendly community for Alzheimer's patients. As you mentioned, Pam is putting together the choir, you know, so there's a lot of things going on this year.
Right. And, you know, I watched my mom. She would wander. So a lot of businesses struggled with recognizing anything. They didn't realize when a lady came with a blanket on her head and it was raining and cold that maybe we should try to ask a question or get somebody else involved. We also are a society that tends to just block that out and let somebody go. And I'm glad Craig Hu saw my mom that day and said, something's just not right. And he called me and said, Chris, I think I just saw your mom out and it was 40 degrees and raining. And I said, thank you for calling me. And so then, yes, she ended up in a locked facility after that. But it was the best for all of us that I could not have to worry about anymore of where are we going to find her. Project Lifesaver, talked to Lauren down at the SETI Police Department or the Sheriff's Department here in town about Project Lifesaver. It's a bracelet that you can put on. It can be tracked. So if you find somebody, you know, if you're looking for your loved one, there's nothing better than knowing that there is a way to do that.
Most definitely. So you're making plans for Marcy's Strikeout Alzheimer's, the third event, and you're going to try to make this bigger and better?
November 7th, yes. We are going to try to make this bigger. I have a goal of still $10,000 to make during this event. I do not keep any of the money from the bowling aspect of it. It is all from donations, silent auctions. RotoCap is a huge manufacturer. They are a huge sponsor for me. $1,000 packages for them. Like I said, I've got 24 sponsors from all over, and I'm just amazed at how many stand up and to do those things. Inspired Innovations, Midnight Repair and Fabrication out of Loganville, Shane Szczynski with HSS Drywall, Lonesome Dove, Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, Honkers, even my buddy Bob out at Riverbend Roosters Hunting Preserve in Casper, Wyoming. Double D Express, Big Mike out of Lone Rock, and Ryan's Plumbing, Marshall Plumbing and Heating in Richland Center, Backroad Slurry, Bear Valley Farms, QLF Transportation, Jay's Power Center, Fireball Lanes, Gateway Power Sports, Eagle Ag out of Blue River, Badgerland Flooring, 7D Tire out of Blue River, and Heritage House Moving. That's just a few of them that, and I'm blessed because it's just, like I said, I'm truly blessed that I know a lot of people from being in the area, and I'm not asking for huge, but if you want to be a part of it, if you have an item that you would like to donate, just get a hold of me. You can call me, 608-604-8511, or you can find me on Facebook.
What are some examples of some of the unique things you've had donated for silent auction items,
Chris? I have a rocket stove for this year from Chasson Smoke. I've had bird feeders. I've had flower hangers, big heart-shaped flower hangers. I've had, last year, I had a Brett Favre autographed helmet. Brady Ewing put together a badger basket for me. That was pretty cool with his signed stuff. NASCAR stuff. It just, anything and everything, I can make it work. I've been in sales long enough that I think I can pretty much promote anybody and make their stuff. But yeah, it's nonstop ice fishing trips to hunting trips to just a lot of good things. But most of it, and it doesn't have to be bowling related. It's at the bowling alley because that's what my mom and I did. But it doesn't have to be bowling related. And everybody is welcome. You don't have to be a bowler. Come on down November 7th and spend some time. And if you are questioning anything, I will have somebody there also to answer. Alicia from the association will be there with pamphlets and flyers and information that way. So we can have somebody sit down and talk to you too at that event. So it's not just coming down, but come down. Diane Nottigal, I'll have cheesecakes again this year. She's personally, not personally, but her through family going through some issues with it. So she's just privileged and pleased to do it. And you guys have her, I think, for grace, and her cheesecakes are...
It's always a hit.
Oh, and they're so phenomenal. They are just phenomenal cheesecakes. But yeah, just those kind of things and anything like that. I've done a lot of paintings, portraits, those kind of things. Pictures are all there too. So whatever you have, get a hold of me, and we can definitely do that. And again, that number is 608-604-8511. But I will promote you. I do a video every morning on my personal page, and I promote people for that event periodically through that. So I will promote you on my Facebook page, on the internet, on my mom's page. If you're on Facebook, and you search events in the area, and you put it under Marcia Strikeout Alzheimer's, you will find that event. And you'll find all the information there, too. Currently, I am full with teams, but I never know when maybe somebody else may back out. It's a four-person team. This year will be a 3-6-9 tournament, so every person gets a strike in the third, sixth, and ninth. And then it's a team event, and so and it's $1,600 to win. So it's not necessarily just... we'll go bowling for it. It's worth the wager, probably. So four people, one team's going to walk away with $400 a person. So we'll see what happens.
Fun to watch, too, you know, just sit there and watch the good bowlers do it.
Right? Be part of the 50-50 raffles. Be part of all of that stuff. Yeah, it just come down and have a good time with us at the bowling alley. We'll have food specials, drink specials that day. And again, November 7th at the bowling alley.
So you got a little time to plan. And if anybody has any ideas, maybe some other options that you could do that day.
Yeah, you start talking about November, of course, people start getting their ears up because there's some other big thing that happens in Wisconsin around that time.
That's right.
You know, so I have to plan my event around deer season. So
it's the week before, right?
It is the week before. I was told by my son and them that I can never have an event on the opening day of deer season. So grandma wouldn't want it. My mom wouldn't want it any other way either for a long time. She hunted opening to deer season and stuff too. So no, it is November 7th. It's the weekend before. So come on up, enjoy it and have a good time. And by the way, I think your event's coming up soon.
My event.
Grace.
Grace is coming up. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, no, that wasn't the old DJ's fund benefit. No.
It's
Grace.
fix the Ford Maverick.
The Vibe.
The Vibe, and we got to put the Vibe. But I thought you used to have didn't you have an old, like a...
Ford Maverick.
Yeah, Maverick.
My first car.
Yeah. That's beyond fixing. No.
Well, I don't think there wasn't much left of it when I got rid of it. Those kind of rusted pretty well.
But yeah, so you know what, June and you guys, what work Grace does here too, I think we all need to promote, you know, all of the people that step up to make these benefits for cancer elimination or whatever it may be, because it's a ton of work. And I try not to bring anybody else in because I don't want to tie up anybody else. But if you want to help or whatever, just give me a call.
All right, Chris. Always good to see you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Chris Gerber joining us. And again, we'll be keeping you posted as we have the days leading up to the third Marcy Strikeout Alzheimer's event coming up on November 7th here in Richland Center.